This is PodcastNorm.com.
Today's show is...
The regular season ends tonight at Daytona from a NASCAR fan's view. The 2025 NASCAR Cup regular season comes to a dramatic close tonight under the lights at Daytona International Speedway, and the stakes couldn't be higher. The drama has already begun with the regular season championship winner William Byron's crew chief, Rudy Fugel, and one other crew member being ejected from participation for the rest of the weekend for failing inspection. Because of that inspection failure, things might be more difficult for Byron tonight, but nothing will change as far as him winning the regular season championship. The curious thing is that they had already passed inspection on their second try. Then they made an unapproved adjustment to the front splitter, and the NASCAR officials sent them back through inspection again. They failed that re-inspection because of the adjustment. That's when the hammer dropped on crew chief Fugel, ultimately removing him from any further participation in the Coke Zero 400 this weekend, along with another member of the crew. That was bad timing for Byron's team, the regular season champ, and the number 24 Hendrick team. From this fan's view, I don't think that's the way they wanted to exit the season after locking up the championship last weekend at Richmond Raceway. He will also suffer from the penalties, since he was slated to start 8th in tonight's starting grid, and now will start from the back and have to do a stop-and-go penalty after taking the green flag. Even though he could still pull off a victory, this fan thinks his chances have become a lot more difficult. Because the qualifying was canceled yesterday afternoon, the lineup is a little squirrely from this fan's view. It is difficult to tell how the night is going to go. Ryan Blaney will lead them to the green, and Alex Bowman will start on the front row with him. Bowman and Tyler Reddick are the last two in the playoffs, and both of them are without wins, so they're in on points. That means drama and intensity from this fan's view. As long as there is no new winner tonight, they are both destined to be in the playoffs. If there is a new winner in this 2025 season, one of them won't make the cut. Alex is the most likely one to be outside the top 16 should that happen, although after last weekend's performance at Richmond, there is the possibility that Reddick could be the one missing the playoffs. If you want to talk about pressure and drama for tonight's race, I think the plight of Bowman and Reddick can pretty much sum it up. Their fate lies in the hands of what some call the racing gods, and the reality is just how well others run in tonight's Coke Zero 400. Given the plight of Reddick and Bowman, they are followed by other drivers outside the cutoff of the top 16 in the lineup that are strong performers on super speedways, and, like Bowman and Reddick, their complete focus for tonight's race is to win. All it takes is a win, and one of those outside the top 16 could be in, while one of the other two will be sitting on the outside looking in. No matter how you look at it, the 2025 regular season ends tonight at Daytona with the Coke Zero 400. A winner will be declared, the field will be set for the playoffs, and the also-rans will know their fate. With the playoff spots on the line, every lap just might feel like a final chance. Every move could be a desperate attempt at taking it to a victory lane, and every mistake, potentially season-ending, at least for this season's playoffs. With Daytona's unpredictable mix of super speedway drafting, high speeds, and the ever-present threat of the big one, it guarantees that the path to the postseason won't come easy to those wanting to make the cut. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a night where careers are defined and dreams either begin or end at 200 miles an hour. Well, that is if it doesn't rain. That would mean the drama will be extended. Hey, this is Russ, and that's my view, and I'll see you next time, right here, at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing.
That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. All views expressed are strictly the opinion of the writer, all rights reserved, by Rusty Norman, NASCARFansView.com, and JustTheFansView.com. All audio productions by www.podcastnorm.com and Podcast Norm Productions. All music is Two Buck Themes from Mike Stewart, unless otherwise stated.
This is PodcastNorm.com.